Aunt Jane, Catherine and Robin were sitting at the large round table under the domed roof when he arrived. "Robin and Miss Feather have told me what's going on, and we all agree that we can't let Harper intimidate us," Aunt Jane announced. "What have you got there?" she added, with a wariness that Matt had not expected. Matt was carrying a small wooden box. He set it down on the table. "I found it when I was looking for something for Mr. Venture. I think it might be useful." "I'm surprised you're not more surprised, Aunt Jane." In fact, she was still looking pale, and Matt wondered how much of their story Aunt Jane believed. "Very little surprises me anymore," she replied. "And I saw that thing in the hall with my own eyes. What is that?" Aunt Jane asked again. She was sounding hesitant, as if she didn't really want an answer, or she already knew. She glanced at Robin, and the girl looked back at her, also worried. Matt didn't wait for them to tell him what the problem was. He opened the box and showed them the disc inside, a disc very similar to the one Harper now had, but made of metal. He took it out and placed it on the table beside the clay copy they had got from Dad's study. "You see? I don't know where Julius Venture got this, or if he realizes its significance. I only discovered it by accident, but it's the same as the disc we found." "Similar," Robin conceded. "So what?" "So what?" he echoed. "So if we have another disc, maybe that can help us work out what they mean, what they're for." He looked into her deep blue eyes. "Unless you or your dad already know what they're for," he said quietly. "They're not for anything," Robin replied sharply. "They're just old discs, that's all, with patterns on them." "Then why is Harper so keen to decipher the patterns?" Catherine asked. "He thinks it's some sort of ancient language or hieroglyphics or something." "Matt's right. Having another to work from should help, shouldn't it? Where did this come from anyway? How come it's here in this house?" "Dad collects all sorts of things," Robin said. "You are assuming there is a connection between them," Aunt Jane said, examining the disc. "It actually looks very different to me." "How do you mean?" Matt asked. "They're the same size and everything." "But look at it." She pointed to the metal disc from the box. "This has a series of symbols, a pattern spiraling into the middle, whereas this one," she pointed to the clay disc beside it, "this has a ring of symbols round the edge, and then a large pictogram or motif or whatever it is in the middle." "They could be from completely different sources and periods," Robin agreed.